It's the 18th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A former resident of Flitwick will spend significant time behind bars for indecent assault following a 2022 investigation that led to his arrest. Nine individuals, now in their 30s, revealed to Bedfordshire Police that, as children, they would visit Darren Roach's home where alcohol and drugs were consumed. The offences then followed, occurring back in the early 2000s. The 57-year-old Roach appeared at Luton Crown Court on Monday and didn't challenge the accounts of his nine victims. In addition to the assault, he has also been charged with the possession and display of indecent child photos. Mr. Roach will serve 16 years and 4 months. Train commuters along the Midland Main Line, which includes Bedford and Luton, will be facing travel disruption during weekends in April and May due to maintenance. Some rail replacement services will be available, but rail passengers are being asked to check schedules before embarking on a journey. There has been an increase in home construction across Bedford when comparing 2023 numbers to the previous year, going against the downward national trend. According to the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 160 more homes were built or started in the area for a total of 970. The Executive Director at the Home Builders Federation, Steve Turner, blamed the reduced overall UK numbers on the removal of housing targets and lack of support for buyers. The RSPCA will be offering free pet microchipping this Saturday at the community centre on Meadow Way in Leighton Buzzard. The service is being offered as a new law comes into effect on the 10th of June, requiring the procedure for cats and dogs. For an appointment, contact RSPCA South Bedfordshire. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.